This is a very significant moment for the work of the International Criminal Court, an institution that has been in existence for almost 10 years now and that is handling several cases at the same time. So it's important that the court is taking steps to conclude its first trial. It's also very significant that this issue or this trial is actually focused on the issue of child soldiers, which is a very significant issue. So it's actually good to direct the world's attention to this very significant issue. And hopefully the outcome of this trial will actually send out a message to very many people. Getting children under the age of 15 involved into armed conflict is a war crime, and people could be held accountable for it. So it's a very significant moment.
You talk about the message it will send out. What sort of impact will it have, not only on the use of child soldiers, but maybe also on other Africans who've been detained and charged by the ICC?
The fact that the court has conducted very credible proceedings, with due respect for the rights of the accused person. We saw that in the Lubanga trial when on two occasions the judges threatened to send the case out because they thought Mr. Lubanga's fair trial rights were at stake. That coupled with what the prosecution has done, sends a strong message to those who are already subject of ICC proceedings or those who could be subject of ICC proceedings at a later stage, that one, of course, accountability is very important and the hand of justice will be stretched out to reach to them. It also, of course, gives them the necessary confidence that this is not only about the prosecutor going after them, but also about their fair trial rights being respected and ensuring that justice is done for all parties and the victims are protected.
Do you think this trial has taken too long?
That has been a concern expressed by very many people, that the trial has taken too long. But take note of that, this particular trial was the ICC's very first case as a new institution. There were very many challenges that the ICC had to confront. Also take note of that, unlike other tribunals, the ICC has a pre-trial stage, like a confirmation of charges hearing before the matter gets to trial. So that's time-consuming. The ICC also has a unique characteristic of having victims participate in the proceedings. And so, of course, that takes time, unlike what other proceedings that obtain in other tribunals. But also take note, international tribunals are very complex, handle very complex cases. And so these cases could really take time. In other tribunals, cases have taken just like 1 year or a little over that. The Lubanga trial has taken much longer. But there are other trials, like the Charles Taylor trial at the Special Court for Sierra Leone, which has taken away much longer time. And so these cases are complex, and the ICC has unique characteristics which could prolong its own proceedings.
If we see a guilty verdict on Wednesday, do you think there's the possibility of an appeal?
Well, yeah, of course. Whether or not there's a guilty verdict, we could expect an appeal from either or both of the parties. One, of course, if there's a guilty verdict, then we'll expect the Lubanga defense to file an appeal. If there is an acquittal, then we'll expect the prosecution to file an appeal. It could also be that there could be a finding of guilt on a particular count and a finding of acquittal on another count. And in that case, we might expect both parties to appeal.
If there's a guilty verdict, there's the possibility of reparations to be paid to the victims. Could you explain that for us?
A guilty verdict, then special hearings will be conducted again by the judges to handle reparations. These reparations could be directed directly to the victims. They could be in the form of restitution, compensation to victims. They could address the concerns of individual victims, or they could address the concerns of the community. The principles that will guide the reparations process will have to be determined by the judges. No principles have been established at this stage, and the judges will have to determine whether the reparation should only impact those that were direct victims of the crimes with which Lubanga is charged, or whether the reparation should impact victims in the entire Ituri region outside those crimes with which Lubanga is charged. That will be exactly for the judges to determine, and those principles have not yet been established, but they will obviously happen after the judgment and if there's a finding of guilt.